him, and it's called him.
Sing out, will you?
Sunday morning, very bright, I read your book by colored light that came in through the pretty window picture. I visited some houses where they said that you were living, and they talked a lot about you. And they spoke about your giving. They passed a basket with some envelopes. I just had time to write a note, and all it said was, I believe in you. Passing conversations where they mentioned your existence and the fact that you had been replaced by your assistants. The discussion was theology, and when they smiled and turned to me, all that I could say was, I believe in you. I visited your house again on Christmas or Thanksgiving. A balded man said you were dead, but the house would go on living. He recited poetry, and as he saw me stand to leave, he shook his head and said, I'd never find you. My mother used to dress me up, and while my dad was sleeping, we would walk down to your house without speaking. Thank you.
The Dave's Brothers.
Thank you.
They said Dames Brothers, but I saw at least 14 other bands in there, didn't you? That's all right. Let's give them another hand. Great pleasure to present the Wiggins sisters, Betsy and Hallie.
Modern folk songs have been written about an herb called thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. And the song that we're going to sing is a traditional folk song, and it's called Thyme.
In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It would flourish by night and by day. But along came a lad, and he took all I had. He has taken my time away. He has taken my time away. And I was a damsel fair, but fairer I wished to appear. So I washed me in milk, and I clothed me in silk, and I gathered the sweet thyme in my hair. And I put the sweet thyme in my hair. In spring the red rose is in bloom, but that was no lover for me. So I plucked at the bud, and it drew me to blood, and I gazed on the willow tree. And I gazed on the willow tree. The willow tree, it will twist. The willow tree, it will twine. Oh, Lord, I would clasp in my lover's arms fast, ere it's he who has taken my time. For 'tis he who has taken my time. In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It would flourish by night and by day. But along came a lad, and he took all I had. He has taken my time away. He has taken my time away.
Thank you. Now we'd like to do another old song. It's called Whistle Daughter Whistle. And it's about a young girl who wants to get married. And so it's a conversation between the two. And Hallie's, if you can picture this, use your imagination. Hallie's going to be the mother, and I'm going to be the daughter. You think you can do that? No.
Mother, I would marry. Yes, I would be a bride. And I would have a young man forever at my side. For if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and ye shall have a cow. I cannot whistle, mother, I guess I don't know how. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I am tired and oh, so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a sheep. I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep.
and you shall have a man. I cannot whistle, mother. You impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or cow.
As we hadn't heard Betsy all weekend, neither have we heard Jim Bellew of Orlando. Let's welcome Jim.
Much, Cousin Pelham. I've noticed a lot of people getting a little restless out here tonight. Bench is getting a little hard. So I'd like for you to join me on this next song. It's a song that some of you know, I'm sure. It's called Careless Love.
Bill.
But the kind of make a hot nigger, really shake and shiver. The kind of make a
I know it.
Close your eyes, close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. I'll be yours, baby, tonight. Shut the light, shut the shade.
Called The Long Black Veil. Ten years call on a cold dark night. Though someone was killed beneath the town hall light. Oh, I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil and visits my grave when the night went away.
Sunday, May the 3rd, 1969, 10 a.m.
As I speak, I know that I wasn't supposed to say a word, but I can't resist presenting to you one of our most distinguished visitors. Mr. Fletcher Hodges, Jr. is curator of Foster Hall Collection, University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of the two living, great living authorities on Stephen Foster. Mr. Hodges says he's been to White Springs on every conveyance except a mule. I give you, with joy and delight, Cousin Fletcher Hodges, Jr.
Can you hear me? I'm glad that Cousin Thelma introduced me as one of the living authorities. I've sometimes wondered whether I was still alive, and this is now the proof of it. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Florida can be very proud of its folk festival. I have attended folk festivals in several other parts of this country, and in my opinion, this one here is the finest of them all. And I speak the truth. I'm not saying this in just idle flattery. Our country must never, never forget the heritage of the past. As we advance into the space age, as the present and the future become more and more complex, the past grows more and more important to us. The heritage of the many groups which have come to these shores is the key to the personalities of all of us. We are all Americans. The national and cultural backgrounds of each of us here today have contributed something important to the national culture of America. Florida is a most interesting state, one of the most interesting in the entire nation. I do not have to tell citizens of Florida of the part their state plays in the space age. I do not have to tell citizens of Florida that when we finally place a man on the moon, he will have started his tremendous trip from Cape Canaveral. The present and the future of Florida are of great importance, but let us not forget Florida's past. She has a long and colorful history, with a blending of the influences of many peoples, the Indian, the Spanish, the French, and the English, in the past centuries. And in more recent years, the Italians, the Hungarians, the West Indians, the Cubans, the Greeks, and the Slavs have added their influence. All of these people have contributed their share in making Florida a vital and interesting state. It is the proud privilege of the Florida Folk Festival to help preserve these many culturals, the many cultural heritages, and to present them to the citizens of this state and also to the United States. As a representative of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which gave Stephen Foster to this country and which gave his great song, Old Folks at Home, to the Commonwealth of Florida, it is a privilege for me to welcome you this Sunday morning session. I am now going to turn the program over to your Master of Ceremonies, Miss Thelma Bolton, who is the director of the festival. For many years, Miss Bolton was in educational work in Alachua County and eventually became a member of the staff of the Stephen Foster Memorial here in White Springs. She brings to her work a deep love of your state, an interest in people, and a great deal of humor and color. I have known her for many years and wish that I could steal her from Florida and take her back with me to Pittsburgh to do for Pennsylvania what she has done for you. And just before I introduce Cousin Thelma, I would like to say that Cousin Thelma is correct. I have entered this city in every way except on muleback. I've entered it by freight car, on caboose, and have hitchhiked in from both ways when I had missed the bus. I did not miss it today, and that gives me the privilege of introducing to you the one and only Cousin Thelma.
Thank you. Thank you all for your tremendous contributions to making our 17th annual Folk Festival the success that it is. Now to open the program, here is the Reverend Joseph Billy from Immokalee. To have here with the Reverend Joseph Billy, Betty Mae Jumper, the first woman elected president of the Seminole Tribal Council of Florida. We salute her and the tremendous work that she is doing for her people. Now, I want her to introduce her daughters, if you will, Betty Mae.
This is my daughter, Scarlett Marie Jumper. And Yvonne Osolas is my niece. You all been hearing in English all through the 2 days, so we're going to sing a hymn for you all in our language. It is wonderful to be here today and to know that you are America and you are free and you can do as you please and you can go to any religion you want. I am very thankful and glad I am a Christian, that I can go in any church I want to, that nobody can't tell us where to go. So today, to thank God, we're going to sing a Seminole hymn for you all. Yama is the midkidan, te ho yana yo, te ho yana yo, te ho yana. Yama is the midkidan, te ho yana yo, Jesus. beautiful heaven. That's what it means. Thank you.
Treat to have the trail craft troop. Oh, I'm sorry. Extra. To bless us, we have here our genie of 1969, Connie Clement, Miami Shores. She was chosen genie by 3 out-of-state adjudicators, and she was given $1,000 to help with her music education. It's a great privilege to have her here to sing the Lord's Prayer for us. She will be accompanied by Mrs. Pauline Pittenger of Bradenton. To say thank you to Jeannie for coming and dressing up our Florida Folk Festival. Isn't she beautiful? Betty Mae Jumper, I see why they elected her president of the Tribal Council. I think that that what she had to say was one of the finest sermons that we can take home with us that we've ever had here. I think we all need to dwell on what she had to say. What a privilege it is for us to be able to worship under the trees and to worship as we want to. It's a wonderful thing. Let's cherish it, let's protect it, and let's be sure that it's true always. Now, trail crack number 1, 2, 3 stayed over today because I know how many of you are in the audience this morning for the first time. You were not here yesterday. Well, there are quite a few. How many of you were that delightful ant dance for us this morning? I expect there are a few ants is running around out there.
In 3 days, we do have the sun out in the morning, so I guess that's an accomplishment for a beautiful Sunday morning, isn't it? Typical of the South and of the American people, Sundays we go on picnics.
Still delight to have the singing boys of Orlando with Mr. Byron Swanson, their leader. These boys haven't been organized very long, but they are talented singers. And I'm sure we'll hear more and more from them. The Singing Boys of Orlando.
Secondly, I apologize for repeating the song that Jeannie did so beautifully, but we had also planned to do the Lord's Prayer. But it is so beautiful, I think it is worthy of repeating on any program. This is Terry, the boys' mascot, who attends all rehearsals and all performances. Terry the Great.
Frank Cunningham, soloist from Jupiter, Florida. Frank Cunningham. He's been a blessing to us. He's been here since Friday morning. The members of his pals weren't so palsy this time. They couldn't come. But he didn't stay away, and oh, how we have enjoyed him. It's a wonderful thing. Frank Cunningham.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do a couple of hymns for you. This first one is one of my favorites. It's something I've often thought about. It's called Who Will Sing for Me? And one of these days, somebody's going to have to sing for each and every one of us. Oft I sang for my friends when the cold hand I see, but when I am called, oh, who will sing one song for me? Oh, I wonder who will sing for me. Who will sing for me? When the voice of my king shall call me home above. Oh, then who will sing the parting song I love? Oh, I wonder who will sing for me. Oh, when I'm called across that silent sea, who will sing, who will sing? Hoping that some friend will sing one song for me. Oh, I wonder who will sing for me when I'm called across that silent sea. Oh, who will sing? I brought one pal with me today. She's been my pal for 15 years now. And she's my wife, Amanda. And I'd like for you to give her a little bit of a hand for how pretty she is. We're going to do an old, old song called Life's Mountain Railroad. Oh, life is like a mountain railroad, with an engineer so brave. He must make the run successful from the cradle, oh, to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills, the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail.
Lives where the waters of the River of May. Do you know what river that is? The St. John's, yes. The St. John's River has risen in Big Lake George. And Marcel and his friends from the lake area have been coming to the festival for a long time. I don't know anybody who sings Swanee River and My Old Kentucky Home, Cousin Fletcher, better than Marcel. Now, will you introduce your friend, please?
A good friend, Mr. Alcorn here. Harvey is his first name. I usually call him Harvey. He's a fisherman like myself. Once in a while, we get to play on the guitars when they have a commercial on TV, you know. We get just about a minute to play, so that's about the time we're going to play this morning. I don't know if we'll sing the song, but we'll try to play something here. It's Swanee River and Kentucky home and what have you. You tell them about it, Harvey.
Yeah, he said, you know, he told you my name was Alcorn, and back in the hills, Kentucky, where I was born, the people talk sort of long, you know what I mean? They call it Alcorn. Now, that's just about as corny as you can get, so you know what to expect out of me already.
I'm warning you, they are all lies. Each time someone believes what she tells him, sooner or later he cries. Sooner or later he cries.
Thank you. Thank you. Of explanation, we have had in past years so many young singers tell us that they have original songs that we felt that it was only right that they be heard. After all folk songs can't be written 1,000 years ago. They have to be written every day to reflect the times. Hence, for the second year, we have had this morning program on which we specialize in showing the original songs that are being written today. And I think those were fine songs. Let's give them a great big hand. A rare passing old way. Capel's Shoe Repair Center in Lake City is a wonderful place. And Frank's been taking care of my shoes for a long time. I knew at one time there was a fella in that store who could play Swanee River on a shoe, Cousin Fletcher, with his rag. And now we almost found him here, I think. This is Frank Mitchell, and he works with Mr. Capel. Mr. Capel is in the chair there, and our cousin there is going to blow out the Swanee River when they get going. Let's see what happens. And we may want to turn the chair a little bit, Frank. So this crowd, I believe the biggest crowd is here. Maybe if we turn it just a little bit. It's over because it's a passing way too, isn't it? Proud to have them. This is the first time they've been on the program.
We're going to have to play this and we'll step it up a little bit, and Mr. Capel wouldn't get his shoe shine, so we'll play Swanee River a little bit faster than usual, man.
All right, that's okay.
Thank you.
that's a shoe, but it's a shoe shine. A real classic old way. You know, the shoeshine boy with his little kit was a very familiar sight on the streets 50 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. But he's a passing sight, and one that who can put a flourish is indeed rare. And now here's our wonderful cousin Town Hall from Kentucky, by way of Sarasota, to play Amazing Grace for us. And you gonna let us sing some of it with you?
If you will, and then between each verse, I'll play one.
All right.
By myself, and then you all help me sing it. Yeah, I'll start you off on it if I can, or you can start me off on it.
No, you start.
Anyway, you know, it's wonderful. I already feel like I've been to church. How do you feel?
Amen.
And this wonderful sunshine he sent to us this morning. And he allowed us to live and to come out this morning. Did you know that since you've been right here, thousands and thousands of people have died? It's God's grace that lets us live. Now that grace, it's his mercy. Mercy and grace mean the same thing. And Jesus, his son, our only Savior, brought that grace to us. Let's not, you know, my place wanted me to witness a little. Let's not go to sleep tonight but what we get, until we get in touch with Jesus, the Savior, who brings that grace and eternal life in heaven, like that song, Life's Railroad, they sang a minute ago. I thought that was wonderful.
Amazing Grace, this was my father's favorite song. Thank you. the Folk Festival participants, the Wiggins sisters, Betsy and Harry from Bradenton. Betsy is a composer. And I hope she's going to sing some of her fine sacred songs for us.
I'm going to sing a song that I wrote. It's called Man from Galilee. And my son will come out and we'll sing another one that I wrote.
There was a man from Galilee, and he lived and taught by the sea. And he said, "Sea, be still." He chose the fisherman to do his will. Forgive them as he died on that tree. We too must be born again, live as he to serve men, look to him and follow him, for someday
in Christianity, and we've written a lot of songs, and the next one we're going to do is called Trust in the Savior. We feel that whoever you are and what you know what kind of person you are inside, that he will, you can turn to him. And love in your heart, then you'll be able to sing the song. And then at the end, it puts them all together
and speeds it up. After you catch on, sing, okay? If you don't sing, we'll stop.
He's a little nearer now, but he's a fine instrumentalist and composer, and he's going to sing.
The Lord said, make a joyful noise unto his presence. If you'll excuse the informality of my dress, I figured this was the loudest shirt I had. I'd like to do a song that I've composed over the last year or so. It may sound a little lonely or something, maybe, but it's a joyful noise.
Awake, awake, ye drowsy sleepers. Can you not see the morning's come? Can you not hear the sound of laughter? The lilting fife, the rattling drum. Come ye and join our celebration. Come be received into our throng. Know the joy that's in our singing. The love that binds us all in song. There is a calmer way of living. At peace on earth with our fellow man, with each receiving as he giveth, and with each giving as he can. There is a secret in our being that cannot be told and so undone, that holds the truth that saves the searcher, that sought and seeker are as one. A gift beyond mere giving, that has no price, that has no cost, that's binding all true men together, that being bound we shall not be lost.
Thank you. I think it's a wonderful thing that old and young, and especially young, are witnessing here this morning. Let's prayerfully give all of them a hand. Another lovely, talented young singer. The talents
that she has are many, many. She's an artist. She's a horsewoman. But most important to us, she's a singer-composer. Sandra Thomas, Delray Beach.
What?
walking barefoot through soft grass, waving hello to cows and their calves, writing a song and singing it from a hillside, loving someone and never saying goodbye. It's only a matter of time and mind. Spinning till you're dizzy, falling on the ground, smelling the dirt and realizing what you found. It's only a matter of time. Someone who really loves you and expects nothing in return, looking to paupers and beggars for something worthwhile to learn. It's only a matter of time. Floundering butterfly on the sidewalk with a torn wing. It wasn't your fault. He has to die. Help him fly again. Gently step on him. It's only
of Orange Park. She's written a very delightful children's song that you will truly enjoy. And at this time, she's coming to sing it for you.
The Gospels, that from Jesus' birth, animals played a very great part in his life. He loved the animals, large and small. He also loved children. And laughter.
You need to be up a little.
Want me to get? Oh,
right,
I see.
All right.
That better?
I think that's.
Thank you. I got an awful loud voice. Now this song, it's not out of place on Sunday morning. It's called "All My Pets," and it's written for children from the ages of 4 to 94. And without your help, it won't be any good because we talk about our pets, and then sometimes we whistle to them or call them, and then we make the sounds that the pets made or motions concerning the pet. For instance, when we talk about the pig, when I clap my hands, you all clap your hands too, because I'm going to be lost without you. And I'm playing this accompaniment on the tape recorder with my friend Judy's help. All right, Judy, let's go. Takes a minute to get to it, but we will. If I had a dog with fluffy hair, I would rock my dog in a rocking chair, and I'd teach him tricks while I had him there, and I'd whistle to him like this. Now come on, let's whistle. Come on, everybody, help me whistle. That's pretty good. And the dog goes, how's the dog go? Help me, help me. But I had a cat, little kitty cat. I would let her lie on a velvet mat. She would sleep and dream. Then I'd feed her cream, and I'd call to my cat like this. Call the kitty, call the kitty, 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 would make a wig for my little pig. When I clap my hands, he would dance a jig, and I'd call to my pig like this. Come on, all you horn callers. Big, 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 big. Come on, you little pigs out there. That's pretty good. If I had a lamb, oh, so woolly white, we would frisk and play in the sunshine bright. We would jump and run and have lots of fun. And I'd call to my lamb like this. How's Daddy call the sheep? He goes, g'day, 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 g'day. See, here he comes, here he comes. Isn't he cute? Aw, bless his little heart. How does he go? He goes, come on, help Mama. If I had a snake who liked chocolate cake, I would bake a cake for my little snake. Then he'd whirl around on the grassy ground, and I'd whistle to him like this. Now let's make a whirling whistle. I can't whistle. And the snake would go, tss, tss, tss. Come on, all you snakes. Tss, tss, tss. If I had a bird, oh, so small and wee, I would hang his cage in a cherry tree. I would sing to him, then he'd sing to me, and I'd whistle to him like this.
That's good. And then the little birdie would go, the bird, the red bird would go, and the jay would go, and the crow would go, and the robin would go, can y'all imitate any more birds? If I had a frog, it's a little green frog, I would let him live in a hollow log. There he'd sit and sing, just like anything, and I whistle to him like this. Now, let's whistle all kinds of different ways. Every way you can whistle now. Let's do it. Now, how's the frog go? The big frog, the bullfrog goes. Little frog goes. And little people go. Can't you tell him I got any frogs out there, my soul? How about the frog? If I had a friend that's a happy child, we would be as gay as the flowers in May. We would laugh and play all the little day, and I'd whistle a tune like this. Now everybody sing a whistle a different tune. See how it sounds.
From Cookeville, Tennessee. Graham Cash, their leader, is acting in the Tennessee Folklore Society. Don't tell anybody, but he's an English professor, so mind your manners.
And we're students.
Mike Casnia, Jeanette Casnia, and I are glad to be here today. We're glad we made this long trip. Our first song is a spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, chariot, 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 swing low, chariot,
swing low, chariot, sweet chariot, come and for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come and for to carry me in merry Scotland, in Scotland there lived brothers three, and they did cast lots which of them should go, should go, should go. For to turn robber on of the salt sea, ship bound for fair London town, London town, London town. Will you please for to let me pass by? Oh no, cried Henry Martin, that thing it never can be. For I have turned out on the South Sea, South Sea, South Sea, for to maintain my two brothers and me. Bad news, bad news. Merchant vessel, and she's cast away, cast away, cast away. And with all of her merry men drowned.
We'd like to have a little help from the audience.